That squeal tells you it's pure pork goodness. KPIG, KPIG, Freedom, California, 107.5 FM.
Well, it's Groundhog Day, a small local festival which managed to get media attention, causing large numbers of other communities to also adopt rodents on this day as weather forecasters. And in Punxsutawney, Phil, who operates out of Gobbler's Knoll or something, Gobbler's Knob, Pennsylvania, says that there'll be six more weeks of winter, which is just about the way the calendar lists it, since the 21st of March would be the beginning of spring. On the other hand, take a rodent to lunch today, just to celebrate. China is getting really hardcore against this. There are now discussions that the Chinese may put sanctions on any companies doing business with Taiwan and the Taiwanese government, which they consider to be part of China, and we have got a defense treaty with. The question here is a number of helicopters and new jet fighters that we are ready to give to Taiwan in their defense. The Chinese object to that. They're also raising some questions about the Dalai Lama and the relationship of the United States government to his cause. The Republicans are going to try and stop colleague Sheikh Mohammed and his five friends from being tried in American courts. There's a move on to make an amendment that is setting up in the Senate. Yes, Lieberman, Webb, and Lincoln are part of this movement to hang an amendment on the next bill that comes through to ban any spending for money for trials in federal court. This is a hardcore push by the Republican and the right wing to try and overthrow the decision to keep terrorism as a court and criminal matter, as opposed to military tribunals, which have so far never convicted anybody of anything. The Senate Armed Services Committee today is going to kick off a bitter and nasty little battle politically that will have effects in next year's election for sure. The question is the Senate Armed Services Committee hearings on Don't Ask, Don't Tell, whether or not gays will be allowed to move in the military today. The Secretary of Defense, Gates, and Joint Chiefs of Staff, McMullen, will both testify as to what preparations they can make for changing this law and what Congress has to do it, because it has to be a congressional act. However, there will be an announcement today, which is the biggest step forward, that says from now on, nobody will be discharged or dealt with under the don't ask, don't tell provisions if the source of the information that they are gay comes from a third person, which has previously been the real problem. One or another off-base boyfriend decides to get bitter about a breakup and informs on the commanding officer, that sort of thing. That's out from here on out, which, considering the fact that the Obama first year has halved the number of discharges for don't ask, don't tell, probably pretty much means that even if Congress takes its time to fight its way through this, it will probably be ineffective in terms of the current policies. The Obama budget has got no item line in there for Yucca Mountain, the proposed and long-planned and dug-out nuclear test site in southern Nevada, which has taken so long to build that it's practically in the Las Vegas suburbs at the moment. If there was still a building boom going on, it would be. Yucca Mountain, not on the budget, which means no mechanism for the disposal of nuclear waste, which means that it has to either stay in situ at the various power plants around the country, or we have to cut a deal with perhaps Kazakhstan to process our nuclear fuel rods into something useful and ship it back to us for a dime on the dollar. And finally, things are getting weird in the water. Have you noticed that there's some strange stuff going on in the sea creatures this year? The seals that bailed out of Fisherman's Wharf and showed up in Moss Landing, things of that nature. Well, there's also an infestation, if you will, of what are called Humboldt squid. They run from 20 to 100 pounds, and they are being landed by fishermen by the hundreds on the Orange County, Los Angeles coast, which is highly unusual. If you want to find out about that, go ask Phil down at Phil's Fish Market, Moss Landing. He knows what's going on with the fisheries. But there do seem to be some strange goings-on out to sea. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the Radio on a Tuesday. Stay tuned.